Hey, what's up, guys? It's Penguin Teen, and welcome back to Brawl Talk. Today's episode, I'll be giving my opinion on the best skin and the worst skin for each rare and super rare brawler. So without further ado, let's get into it. Just to clarify, it's only going to be current skins, so skins that aren't in the item shop right now you cannot get, or skins that are coming out soon but aren't out yet will not count. So basically just anything that you can equip or buy right now are the ones that count. So first up, we have Shelly, and honestly, I think the best one right now is probably, probably PSG Shelly. I like the animations, it's pretty cool. I also like PSG, so you know, I'm a pretty biased right now. But anyway, I think that is the best skin. It's not in terms of good skins, it's not good, trust me. It's one of the worst skins in Brawl Stars, but for Shelly, it's a good skin. So, oh, and by the way, true silver skins do not count. The other skin, the worst skin for Shelly, is Bandita Shelly. I mean, do I have to say anymore? It doesn't even look good. I mean, it's a classic skin, but it's bad. I mean, I don't want to say anymore. All right, so next we have Nita. Her best skin, in my opinion, is Baywatch Nita. I think her the animations on that is really cool, and the fact that they designed her bear, like, honestly, I think the bear design, they made her bear whale. I think Bruce's design is that's the cleanest one. Definitely one of the best skins in the game. Nita has some really good skins, if I say so myself. Now, the worst one, in my opinion, is Koala Nita. Honestly, it just doesn't look that good. It doesn't really look that good. That's why the Koala slash Bruce looks pretty good, but Nita's design has so much more to offer. It has so much less to offer, should I say. I feel like they could have done so much with this design, but instead they just trashed it, you know what I'm saying? It looks so bad. Colt. Now, Colt, I'm gonna give it to Banana Skull. I mean, Banana Skull is just so freaking cool. The animation is so cool, and the shooting, I've tried in the training camp. It is really over. It's really, really cool. Like, that's my only word for it. Cool. The texture on it is also pretty nice. I also like that they made Colt's hair white, like a nice touch. And the fact that when you click on the skin, he does like a few black backflips, like a monkey or whatever. So I think that's pretty cool. His worst skin, in my opinion, I think it's Alakul. I mean, it just makes his hair black. It just makes his outfit darker and his hair black. Like, bro, it doesn't, that is such a bad skin. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing, like, bang for your buck. Like, is it worth the value? I'm not doing that value skin. I'm just talking about design and aesthetic, and I think it's super bad. Now we have Bull. Now, Bull, his best skin is Alley Cat Bull. I mean, is that really an argument? Look at the cat. Like, I love how he has a cat in there. So that's pretty cool. The design also looks like his eye's been scratched out, which is a design on that. And he has an eye patch, which is really sick. His worst skin, I would definitely do Viking. Actually, he doesn't really have that much bad skins, but I would do Touchdown Bull. I mean, he has just a jersey and a helmet, and that's it. Like, that's all it is. So that's basically all for it. Bull. Now Brock, I would definitely do Zeus Brock. I mean, look how sick it is. The lightning that he shoots is really cool. The textures and animations are so amazing. I love the skin. I would buy it with Bling if it wasn't a mythic skin. But so yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Now the worst one, in my opinion, is Boombox Brock. I mean, all I think they made him was a breakdancer. That's all they made him. They gave him the name The Hat, which, in my opinion, was a nice touch. And they gave him a chain, which is pretty cool. But the rest, it just felt so plain. There's, like, nothing to offer. So, yeah. El Primo, he has lots of good skins. But if I were to say, so just give one, I would definitely do, I think I would do, actually, that's super hard, actually. Honestly, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna give it to El Dragon Verdoso. I think the dragon design is also really super good, and I don't know how to explain it. It looks so clean. The fact that he's flying in its animation is also really cool. The texture is also nice. The attacks are great. His super looks amazing. So yeah, that's what I've said. And for the worst skin, He doesn't have any. So that's why I'm going to skip over that. Barley, I think his best game is Union Point Night. Barley, I think everyone can agree with me. I mean, the animation is pretty sick. Like, I love the bright colors. I think it matches really well with his the unicorn vibe. So yeah, that's why I think that is the best skin. His worst skin, I think it's I honestly think it's just, ooh, they're all pretty freaking good. But if I were to choose one, I'll just do Red Wizard Barley. Like, they just made Wizard Barley red. I mean, that's all. Need I say more? No. Next up, we have Poco. Now, Poco, I think his best skin is Trash Poco. It looks super cool. It's definitely giving me the punk rock star vibes in, like, a band or whatever. And especially in the colors. Usually rock stars, they were like the black emo vibes. I really like how they made him super colorful in this one. I think by my past choices, I think you know that I really love color on skins. So yeah, like big bright colors. His worst skin, I mean, it's not. I think it's just Elicorn. I think it's Serenade Poco. I mean, it's actually pretty decent. I just think they could have done. I don't think they could have done more. There's only two skins that are available right now, and this is just the worst one of the two. I mean, that's all. They're both really good though. Next, on to our last rare. Rosa. Now, Rosa, I think it's between Coco Rosa or Mantis Rosa. And in my opinion, I think it's Coco Rosa. I mean, I like how her pet is kind of like a coconut tree, and in a cool basket. And again, I love the bright colors in her hair, and like some, like, what is that, sprinkles? Like some sprinkles? Confetti in her hair. There we go. Why was I forgetting the word? And I like the coconuts on her hands. That looks pretty cool. Horse skin, again, it's just the same thing as Poco. I have to give it to Mantis Rosa, although they both look really good, so. But Mantis Rosa, there's nothing bad about the skin. Jessie. I think it's Summer Jessie. I mean, don't get me wrong, the turret looks awesome, but I feel like they could have. And I like Jessie. I like Jessie's, like, inner tube, but I feel like the outfit they could have done a little bit more with. And the hat, all I did was, like, add a snorkel. But yeah, that's just my thing. Oh, frick, that was the worst skin. My bad, guys. This is her best skin. I think her best skin is, actually, it's Tanuki Jessie. Because Dragonite Jessie, I feel like it doesn't match with a Dragonite. I've heard the Shadow Knight one much better. But it's not in the shop right now. But Tanuki Jessie, I think it looks really cool. It's like the log that she's holding, and her outfit, it just looks pretty nice, cute, if you think about it. And the turret, I just want to pet that turret. I don't know why. But anyway. Next, we have Dynamike. Dynamike, a lot of good skin, a lot of bad skins, what can I say? Best skin, Tengu Mike. I mean, it looks very, very, very sophisticated. And I think it was the Ayakashi clan. Also, I think that should have been a Lunar New Year skin. That looks so good. I mean, I want that skin. After Evil Jean, I will be saving up to get this skin. This is a really, really good skin. The worst skin, I'm going to give to PSG Mike. I'm going to give to... They're all pretty good. Actually, no, they're all pretty bad. But I'm going to give it to Robo Mike. More skins Robo Mike. It just doesn't. It looks boring. And I know all the YouTubers are going to be hating for me because it's a legendary skin or whatever. Guess what? I don't care. Robo Mike is really, really bad. D tier skin. What can I say? And don't try and argue. Actually, you can argue with me. But anyway, that is my mind, and you will not change it. Now, Tick. I'm just going to go with Cerberus Tick. I think it's really good. The animation, not gonna lie, looks a bit weird. It looks like he's licking his butt, but anyway. But I think when he, like, pops out, when they become awake, that, and the radiance emitting from them is just super cool. I think when he throws his heads, like, other heads on the ground, it looks actually pretty cool, and they explode. I just love it, the explosions. I think it was the Gods of Olympus was one of the best skin releases in Brawl Stars ever. That's what I think. His worst skin? I'm gonna give it to, actually, they're all not bad. You know, I'm gonna give it to Tikshuki. It just looks cartoonish. I mean, I think it's one of the worst BT21 skins. So yeah, I was gonna leave it at that. Now we got 8-Bit. I think his best skin is Hanenas. 8-Bit, again, there's only two of his skins that are out right now, excluding the True Silver skin. But Hanenas 8-Bit is just much cooler. It literally looks like a haunted house. It also kind of looks like a gingerbread house, and I kind of like the vibe. Also, there's a raven on top of his head, which I think is very, very, very vibing. chilling, whatever, being chilling. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Not bad. But anyway. His other skin, the worst skin, is just classic 8-bit. I mean, it's just a little bit plain. It's just a recolor. But I like the design. I like the design of it. I just think calling out 8-bit is much better. Alright. Next, we have Rico. I think his best skin is Gar Rico. I think the colors on it just look really good. And I love his animations. I think they're one of the best animations in the game. Like the magic pot waving around and stuff. I also think the bullets you shoot look really, really sick. I think it was in the Sands of Time, which is also a really good skin release. Also, but I just love his voice. The custom voice is so cool. I think his worst skin is I'm gonna give it to Lodirico. I mean, it just looks like, I just feel like they made him gold, put a crown on him, gave him a cape, and put instead of balls, he shoots gems. Like, I feel like that's all they did, you know what I mean? They should have did a little bit more for a 5,000 blink skin, but again, value does not equate, but still, I'm putting it in there. Next we have Daryl. I think his best skin is definitely, I think there's no doubt about it, Cupcake Daryl. It's just so cool. I think Ducky Cup, like the frosting that he shoots is also really good. And also like the crown on his head. And I just think it looks super nice. He's like in like a muffin or like the cupcake wrapper, which is also a nice touch. I think his worst skin is definitely Mascot Daryl. I think it's Mascot Daryl. Because again, it also looks pretty good. But I feel like they could have done a tiny bit more because they made him all blue. I feel like they could have colored him a bit more and making him a soccer ball. I mean, that was a really nice touch, but I just still think that Cupcake Daryl is much better. Also, this is my opinion. You guys don't have to agree. Next, we have Penny. Honestly, best skin. She only has one skin, so we're just going to skip her. Is Bunny Penny right now. But I think it's a pretty decent skin, if I say so myself. Now, Carl. Best skin, Soul and Carl. The colors don't really match. I don't really like the colors on this one. But I love the animation and the fact that he's flying on a magic carpet. I also like when he throws his attack. It looks like a crescent. You know what I'm saying? It looks really nice. I just think it's a very clean thing. The only thing I really did wrong is the colors. That's all I'm saying. His worst one? Definitely. Hog Rider Carl. I mean, bro, they just put it. Mjolnir, Thor's hammer on him, gave him hair on his head, and put him in a... What is that? That's an abomination of a hog if I've ever seen one. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It's an abomination of mankind. They should remove the skin. All right, next we got Jackie. Ultra Driller Jackie. What can I say? That skin is so freaking clean. The voice on it is amazing. And also I love her animation where she spins around on her, like, driller head. And yeah, and the colors are... I think the blue and red colors really, really match. I think it's overall one of the best skins in Brawl Stars. Now, her worst skin is just Constructor Jackie. I mean, what can I say? It's a 1,000 blank skin, but anyway, it's pretty good. I like how they made her, like, the hard hat. They had, like, a watch out sign. I like how they made the colors, but, again, it's just far worse than Ultra Dealer Jackie, but still a pretty decent 1,000 blank skin. I've got Gus. I mean, I guess we're going to say World Champion Gus, even though he's out yet. He's an out, but I guess that's the only thing getting put here, because he has no other skins. So, yeah. So, that was the end of the episode. Thank you guys for watching. If you have any questions, I'll put my email in the description. And I also will leave a voicemail, like, if you guys want to talk to me, like, or, like, ask a question or whatever. So, yeah. Thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next one. This has been Penguin18. Peace. By the way, follow the podcast.